our brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our most wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me share with you a couple of words again from the gospel lesson that John just read. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I know. Though I was blind, now I see." Today's gospel lesson talks a lot about blindness and seeing, doesn't it? And it's difficult, I suppose, to appreciate, really appreciate, the depth and the misery that can be associated with blindness, isn't it? Because all of us here are very blessed with good sight, or at least possible sight, right? But to really understand blindness is very difficult for us. You know, we 20th century urban dwellers, and most of us come from cities and suburban and township kind of places, have never really known selfness, do we? Think about it. Life is never more than an easy switch away. We never really have to stumble. We never are really afraid of walking into a dark room because light is either. We accept that. That's kind of a given. But imagine, if just for a moment to appreciate the lesson and the miracle that our Lord does, the depth of blindness. To never see the faces of your loved ones again. And your life would change. Imagine being unable to drive, unable to walk in many places for children, never seeing a sunrise, a sunset. For many of you people from Colorado who tell me how breathtaking the mountains are, never see it again. To go home and get your skyscraper and not appreciate the vast view, the blindness, total, utter strength. Very hard for us to imagine. And if God is hard to imagine, how much more to imagine the wonder of this man who has never seen the light of day, who has never seen a beautiful sunny day such as this, who had never seen autumn colors, who had never beheld the face of his loved ones, only imagine them. We can't even begin to fathom what it must have been like for light to break into those eyes, for colors to flash for the first time. Jesus gives sight. Jesus gives sight to this man who has never known it. What a miracle. What a wonder. Jesus gives sight. And Jesus still gives sight, doesn't he? On a physical level. We all have friends and relatives who have had problems with their eyes, yes? Through some great miracle of surgery, or through a laser treatment, or through whatever, has sight restored. What a miracle, in a sense. Because it's still the same God, it's still the same Jesus who gives the skill and the knowledge, isn't it? And boy, these 20th century people who like to trust our technology sometimes find that hard to swallow. But it is Jesus who gives sight. The wonder, the miracle of sight. But to only be impressed with that would really be to miss the cut, wouldn't it? Jesus gives sight. Or far more important than a physical level, Jesus gives sight to those who are spiritually blind. Jesus gives sight to the likes of you and me. Jesus gives sight that is perceptive and insightful and cannot be taken away by the darkness of this world. Jesus gives sight when his light dawns upon the darkness of our lives. We are trapped in an utter darkness, born blind, blinder than any physical blindness we may have known or seen. And yet, the warmth of that light, the welcome of that presence dawns on you and me, and breaks forth and shatters the darkness. And nothing else on earth, or nothing else that we know could. It is that Jesus, by the power of his Holy Spirit, that breaks into the night of your life, whatever that night may be. See it problems with a spouse, see it struggling with a language, world, be it feeling or perspective, be it problems at home or finances or whatever, in that night, answer your voice with light that is blinding in a good sense, that goes away with all of the darkness, that casts out all the fear and all the terror and all the things which would have us not focus our eyes on Him. Jesus, He seizes you from the darkness of your sins, and He brings you into the marvelous light of His presence. And He does it all because on one very dark and awesome Friday, He died on Calvary in your place and in my place. And because of His death on that dark day, we live forever in the light of Easter. Living, forgiven, seeing people. Jesus, to give sight to you today, to put your life into focus. You know, a story like this, the scripture really plays up the timelessness of scripture, doesn't it? The poignancy, huh? The God of His wisdom uses His word to apply to all ages. Because if we were very shallow, we could look at it and say, oh, life miracle, yeah, we can do that now with technology. But far beyond that, the life of the Pharisees, the way they reacted, doesn't that really apply to our situation? Doesn't that really hit home to where you and I are at? We live in a world of darkness. It may be sunny outside today, but we live in a world where men's hearts and minds are darkened by sin, and they would rather trust anything else than to really see the light of Jesus Christ, didn't they? Evolutionists would much rather trust chance than the creating power of an all-loving and giving God, didn't they? And scientists and doctors, not all, but many, would much rather trust technology or their education or their own skill than to give credit to a God that does miracles and gives sight. And many theologians would rather trust the newest idea, wouldn't they, than the simple, plain truth of God's word. And you and me right here would rather trust our own learning, our own understanding, our own education or ability, and to lay back in God's arms and let Him take it. We would much rather be focused on ourselves and our own blindness than to be dawned upon by the light of Jesus Christ. You know, interestingly, in the Greek text, the word for being given sight could more literally be translated with us. Because when we are in our darkness, we look to God and preoccupied with me, what I want, what I need, what I feel, what I desire. But when I look to Jesus, when His Holy Spirit puts Jesus in focus, my life is transformed. Your life is transformed. And we are new people. When we look to Jesus, when His Holy Spirit focuses us on Him, our lives are different. And we care about the brother sitting next to us, his needs, his sorrow, his problem, his reason. We care about the person down the hall, in the next apartment, in the next desk. We're different people because Jesus is here. The classes become more than just an exercise and, oh, I've got to make this through. Oh, I've got to do this. But it's, Lord, focus my eyes that I may learn from my professors, from my peers, that I may be a better servant, and a better physician that others may see, because you have used me. Jesus gives sight. Oh, my friends, He gives sight to us this morning in His word. He would focus our eyes on Him and on Him alone. And we see Jesus. As He really is, everything comes into focus. We see ourselves for who we really are, for what we really are. And we see Jesus for what He has done. That He would go to our place on that cross and take it all for us. That He would today give you sight. It is when we focus upon Jesus, when His Holy Spirit dives into our world, things are different. And we see things that the rest of the world cannot even begin to imagine. We see and trust in God's grace. Jesus puts things into focus, and He gives us the power to go to those congregations that we feel with that, or where we'll be in a year or two, and say, He lives! He forgives! He makes a difference! When we see Jesus, oh, when He is the focus of our eyes, how wonderful. We trust. We trust that when we bring those children to that fount of grace, He embraces them in His arms and gives their heart to see Him also. We trust. We see Jesus. We see the same sight that Job saw in that Old Testament lesson. We stand at the side of a grave that some of us have done recently, and we can say with confidence, I know my Redeemer lives, and I shall see God in the flesh. Jesus gives sight. He gives it to you. He gives it to me. We with confidence can say with the man who was born blind, I don't know. One thing only I know. I'm blind. But now I see. The man, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.